From 1958 to 1964, actress June Lockhart portrayed one of Hollywood's most endearing mothers in the television series Lassie.
Mom, are there some people that are just mean like Mr. Bascom?
Oh, it isn't a case of being mean, Timmy. If some people appear that way, there are usually good reasons for their actions.
Lockhart followed that with another prominent role as a mother on TV. From 1965 to 1968, she was Maureen Robinson in the series Lost in Space.
We have no business trying to land on that planet.
Oh, Mother.
We're settlers, not explorers. We have a specific destination to reach.
Lockhart was in Washington the other day to help dedicate a new exhibit at the National Museum of American History about commemorative lunchboxes. When she stopped by NPR afterwards, I could hardly wait to ask her about something that's been nagging me for years.
Lassie.
Yes.
And Lost in Space were really both violations of the actor's code.
Oh, yes, never work with
children, animals.
Yes, and robots, yes. Yes, but you see how I've prevailed. Must be some other secret thing. I think that one of the reasons that doing those two series did not in any way end or impede my career is that I had done so much work before that and been on Broadway and fortunately won a Tony and had done a few lovely films during my teenage years, which my father permitted me to do only just because those films were so special, like Sergeant York and All Us in Heaven 2 with Charles Boyer and Betty Davis. And also Christmas Carol, Dickens' Christmas Carol I did. And
that's
every
true.
Year that's aired.
Your
with
film
my,
debut.
And my mother and father, each playing Mr. and Mrs. Bob Cratchit.
The Lockharts playing the Cratchits.
Oh, it's neat.
Well, you started at 8.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, I was studying ballet at the Metropolitan Opera House, and they needed a young actress to play in Peter Ibbetson, which was the opera by Deems Taylor that opened that year's season. And so I was chosen to play Mimsy in it, and it was wonderful. And Lawrence Tibbett was in it, and Lucrezia Borri. Let's see, Edward Johnson.
Walking history of
yes,
the theater.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, because you started so young, and I'm lifting this from an article about you, before graduating from high school, you worked with Gary Cooper, Betty Davis, and Ingrid Bergman.
Yes, that's right.
Gosh, I'm exhausted already.
Already? I don't want to wear you out.
All right, about Lassie.
Yes.
I mean, working with the dog.
Yeah, what do you want to know? Between you and me.
9 Lassies.
Oh, at least. So there were 4 Lassies during the 6 years that I did it. But at the same time, they have a stand-in, and they have a dog that does the running and one that does the stunts.
Stunt Lassie.
Oh, yes. Let me describe to you how dogs fight in the films. They would bring in a beautiful-looking shepherd and take a little vegetable dye and make him look dark and forbidding, and then put a little rubber band around his upper lip to lift the lip up off the canine so he'd look fierce.
Dog makeup, who knew?
Dog makeup, exactly, yes. And then they, and now these two dogs have been brought up together at the kennel. So one trainer takes the shepherd and the other trainer takes Lassie, and then they say, go on, sick 'em," and the two dogs run together, romp, play, have a most marvelous rolling, playing kind of thing that you've seen dogs do when they're just having fun with each other. And then the editor, the sound editor, lays in a track of the damnedest dog fight you have ever heard. Oh, and then at the end of it, when the director has everything that he needs for the shot, he'll say, cut, and both dogs sit down. And wait for their little treat because they've done their job.
And
they've
share
played.
A bowl.
Absolutely, yes. Oh.
And in Lost in Space?
Yes.
The Vegetable Rebellion?
The Vegetable Rebellion was absolutely the ultimate episode. It was in our third year. And it was written by a man named Peter Packer, and he said to me when I last saw him within the past year, he said, I had simply run out of ideas. And this made the TV Guide list of 100 most memorable shows, not best, but most memorable. It was unbelievable. Every time somebody sat down, you took root. Jonathan Harris was dressed as a celery, and Stanley Adams was a carrot.
What's the premise? The vegetables acted up?
The vegetables and the plants took over this particular planet that we'd landed on. And we laughed so hard during the shooting of that Guy Williams and I were written out of the next two episodes as a disciplinary measure by Irwin Allen at full salary. So, you know, I mean, come on.
We're being silly here. And
Well, it's important to be silly.
And yet.
Always.
You had been on this quiz show back in the 50s with all the great journalists
of
the time.
Oh, so proud of it. Yes, it was called Who Said That? It was a Fred Friendly show. I mean, it was a wonderful group of White House correspondents who used to do the show. And so ever since that time, no matter what the administration or who the press secretary is, I've had this lovely cachet of being able to go to the briefings. And when I leave you today, I'm going over there for a briefing. And it's going to be fun.
Do you watch C-SPAN a lot?
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm completely devoted to it. Yes.
Well, who knew that Timmy's mom?
Yes. Well, you know, I always figure really that the work makes all the rest of it possible. It's a means to an end to be able to pursue my interests, one of which, by the way, is NASA. And I've been a spokesperson for NASA now for years. I've been to two shuttle launches. I spent a lot of time with the astronauts in Houston. And oh, this will amaze you. Almost to a man or a woman, they all say that watching Lost in Space made them know what they wanted to do when they grew up. Now, that boggles the mind.
But they could have become dog trainers.
Well, you know, it's funny because I did Lassie for 6 years, and I never had anybody come up to me and say, oh, it made me want to be a farmer.
June Lockhart will be a guest at the White House Correspondents' Dinner here in Washington on Saturday. Longer version of my conversation with her is at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.